I've seen them with two barrels, one on top of the other.
Oh,
and they just turn.
On top of the other one?
They just roll over like that. And the bottom one always shoots.
Uh-huh.
But the top one, when it rolls over, it will shoot, you know. They just revolve. Of course, you saw these little pistols that shoot 5 or 6 times. Well, they revolve. You never did see a pistol much?
I think so. I've been. Well, now, did they ever call that... Now, what would be the difference between a bullet, like you put in this, and a cartridge? What would be?
Well, a cartridge and bullet, same thing.
You call it
a cartridge, all right. It's got a. Them days there was a copper shell. Of course, most all of them copper shells now on these old shotguns. Mm-hmm. But it had powder and lead,
mm-hmm.
and lead bullet in there, and that's what they were. Mm-hmm. And but they just had the old muzzle loaders. Well, they moved them. You'd smoke and you'd shoot for near them houses down there.
Oh.
And my grandfather Bridget had a hole in his head where a minute ball is. I never did not understand all I knew about it. It either, I guess they got his part of his skull out,
mm-hmm.
and it finally, and they sewed it up over it, and but you could see his brain working just like that all his life, you know. But it didn't hurt him. He had a good mind.
He did.
See good, hear good, anything. But you could see it. It worked just like your heart beating all the time.
Oh, isn't that?
All the time.
And you can remember him.
He got it in when he was in the war. You know,
uh-huh.
Of course, they probably thought he was dead for a good long while. Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was all right. And I've heard of other people getting little minute balls. They're little round, but they're just like a... what we call a slug now. When some people use slugs in these shotguns to shoot deers with. Well, the minute balls are something similar to that.
Something similar to
a little round ball, about like a marble or something similar.
Where is Mrs.
Who?
Mrs.
Eileen, she's a tadpole. She used to be in Mississippi.
Oh, she came from Mississippi?
She's a Mississippi girl.
Oh.
She was about 13, 14 when they moved to Arkansas from Mississippi, and I think she was born down in Mississippi. I can remember her, and she had two little pigtails, one on each side.
You mean the first time you saw her, she had
When they moved here, and the first time I saw the family, why, there was two pretty good sized little girls and some boys, and she was one of the girls with a little pigtail hanging out on both sides, one on each side.
And you saw her when she was 13. That's the first time you saw her?
Yeah, first time I saw her when they come here. I don't know how old they was when they come here. She was 12, 13, wasn't she?
Well, now, back when you were growing up here, and you said it was there was just
wasn't
many people out around here?
Not too many people. You know, settlers didn't live too close together. They'd be 2 or 3 miles apart, the biggest part of them, hardly very many of them would live very close together at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you've lived here basically in the same place all your life, so
yeah.
How would you say it's changed over the years since you've been living
Des Arc hadn't changed no whole lot. What I mean, it hadn't grew as like some towns.
Oh, it had.
I wouldn't think so. I don't think Mr. think Des Arc grew like some towns grew, but it grew a whole lot. But I remember, I don't think Mr. can remember, but I remember when we had all wooden buildings up and down the street.
Oh.
And just a little wooden shacks up and down the street, that's where you had your stores and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all accumulated to brick buildings now, and there's a lot of all the nice houses all over town, but a lot of towns is built up. Now you take